Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we get to know a few of Jamaica's next generation of track and field stars who are expected to shine brightly at the upcoming Issa Grace Kennedy Boys and Girls Championships. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. It is the greatest high school level track and field competition in the Western Hemisphere, and it's right around the corner. Of course, we're talking about the Issa Grace Kennedy Boys and Girls Championships, set for March 15 to 19. Ahead of champs, however, many of the upcoming track and field stars from various schools across the nation competed at the recent Digital Grand Prix Athletics Championships and established themselves as worthy contenders in several events. We introduce you to a few of them now, beginning with one of our more notable young females, Janelle Bramfield of St. Elizabeth Technical High School. Janelle produced a brilliant effort to claim gold in the Under 18 Girls 800 Meter event. She has plans for a 3-medal sweep at champs.
Last year I was injured during this time of the season. I believe that I have a great chance at competing at champs this year. I'm expecting 3 individual gold medals in the 400 meter, the 800 meter. And I don't know if it's a 400 meter hurdles or it's a 1500 meter tournament.
It's not all brown with Janelle, as she was recently awarded the Courtney Walsh Award for Academic and Sporting Excellence. For the youngsters looking to follow in her footsteps, she has this piece of advice.
No matter the background that you come from, just believe in yourself, just be self-motivated, and try to do your best at all times, because your hard work will pay off.
Keenan Lawrence, who represents perennial contender San Diego High School, claimed a gold medal in the under-16 800 meter event and is brimming with confidence at his chance to repeat at champs.
Well, it was a great performance. Just go out there and take it easy. So I just go out there and enjoy myself and just win easy. I know I have the ability to win at champs. I'm just hoping, I'm praying to God and looking for the best.
Team captain for the St. Diego High Track team, Colin Sewell, earned himself a gold medal in the 400 meter Class 1 Grand Prix event. He is looking forward to a strong performance for both himself and his school.
Well, I'm quite motivated going into champs, even though I know there's a lot of work I need to put in order to get there, because champs is more competitive. So I know I have a lot of homework to go and do, but yes, I'm quite motivated. I am quite confident in my team that they are going to do well at champs this 2016. I'm not going to say anything more, but just that they're going to do extremely well and they will no doubt improve.
Despite being from one of the island's less heralded track and field programs, Ravain Williams from Rose Hall High School placed a credible second in the boys' under-16 800 meter event and has high hopes that he can go one better later this month.
Well, I perform well, but in the beginning I was doubting myself, and I say that doubting yourself is not a good thing, and I come out here and did my best. I feel good because I run 159, my personal best, and then I know I must run over now.
And about his school's performance at the Grand Prix?
Well, I'm proud of them because they are rich coming up, same as me, like in the top 3 or so.
Finally, meet Sanique Walker from Vare Technical High School, who won the under-17 girls 400 meter event in record time and earned a $40,000 scholarship for her effort.
I'm training very hard because I want to go after the class 2 400 meter records at the championship, and I think I can do it. My teammates and I are training very hard, and I think they're going to compete very well at the championship.
One thing that's for certain is that this year's Issa Grace Kennedy Boys and Girls Championships will be an entertaining event. Make sure you are at the National Stadium to witness the outstanding performances set for March 15 to 19. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I'm Andre Palmer, for producer Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.